Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, this has been in the works for a hot minute, Usha Island, to tell us about their debut EP. How are you both doing this morning?
Kia ora! I'm great. How are you, T?
I'm great as well. Nice to finally be on here.
Yay, so glad to have both of you here. I believe last time I was just chatting to one of you, so lovely to have the full duo here in all of your glory. Of course, the debut EP, it was released the 1st of March this year. It's been a hot minute. Things have settled in, things have maybe settled down like the absolute whirlwind of a debut EP. Tell us how things have been since the EP's release.
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh, you're so right though. It is a whirlwind until the dust settles a little bit and you're allowed to be a little bit more calm. And I think that this week for me has been the moment of it calming down a little bit. So I'm super grateful for that. But honestly, this EP has been in the works for over a year. And we started releasing singles last year in October, I think. So it's been a long journey, and I think we're both a little bit grateful to have a bit more breathing room now.
100%. Like, one thing that I always think about from an audience perspective is how hectic releases must be, because not only do you want to sort of check in with yourself, like have a moment in your own brain to just be like, wow, like this completed piece of work is out, but then also there's the expectation to be out and about doing promotional stuff, not only on socials but in person. How do you go about navigating allocating time for yourself with this debut EP, you know, your first learning lesson with this one?
Oh, that's a bit of a hard one. I'd say Danny struggles with this a lot more than me. It's been important for us to kind of just sit and bask in a little bit, because we found that when we first sent it out, like, we were so obsessed with like just like the numbers, who's listened to it, what people think of it, whether they like it or not, that we forgot to really ask ourselves like whether we loved it, whether we were proud of it, and how we felt about it coming out. So we've kind of just taken like the past few weeks to try and actually think about it well. Danny went on like a bike trip, like a 10-day bike trip, to try and part of that, I think, helped her establish that as well. And I've actually just been listening to the EP on repeat myself, just to see like how I feel about it, how I connect to it and the songs as well.
For sure. And I've used this analogy before, but I feel like I just have to bring it back because it feels so fitting. I have said before that I imagine that sort of challenge with release day, it sort of feels like when it's your birthday and you're opening your presents and you're kind of like, oh, like I really want to be enjoying opening my presents right now, but I'm just constantly thinking about like looking like I'm enjoying my presents even though I am, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love that. I'm gonna use that.
Hey, it's a lot of fun though, and your debut EP, it is fantastic. The track list, so good. A lot of you listeners here at Radio 1, you will recognize the track Like the Other Kids, as well as My Mother's Mountains and My Father's Sea, two tunes who have absolutely been eating our playlist alive. Tell us a little bit about the newer additions to the EP.
Yeah, totally. So we have a 5-track EP with a bonus intro track, so it's like a 6-track EP. And the whole concept of the EP is us diving into our Chinese whakapapa, embracing being biracial. And the first track is actually our grandfather speaking, telling us a story about our family and our lineage. And it's also what inspired part of the songs in the EP, especially the title track, Back to Our Roots. So the first song, the first proper song, Back to Our Roots, is essentially like the intro into what we're trying to do with ourselves and our music, which is going back to our roots, our whakapapa, being embracing that. And we also incorporate the traditional instrument arhu in the song.
So cool. And I think we were chatting about that last time, the different uses of the instrumentation throughout your music, which I think is very forward thinking in terms of the way that music is going. I think you're really pioneering a certain sound here in Aotearoa, which is beautiful because I feel like this EP, it feels so authentic and so true to yourselves. Did it feel quite vulnerable putting this out? Because it is kind of your heart and heritage on a platter.
For sure. I mean, putting out any type of music is vulnerable in a sense. Like, whatever you write about, it comes from the soul. And this particular, in particular, carried a lot of weight because it felt like we were almost like putting out some of what we felt from our ancestors as well, just on our Chinese heritage side. And we felt a little bit of like burden in the sense that, oh, I hope that they'll be proud of us. I hope that they'll like that, what we've put out there. So yeah, for sure, it's daunting, but we're super proud of what we've put out there.
As you should be. Like I said before, it is a beautiful piece of work. There have been some awesome video content and online content coming out alongside it as well. Did you manage to, you know, play any shows? Like, have you gotten to explore this EP live yet? Is that coming up?
Yeah, we've had a few shows this year. Notably, we've sort of made like an EP release show in conjunction with Lunar New Year. So there was a Lunar New Year event in Aotea Square, so we performed our full EP there with our full band as well. And we've kind of just been doing gigs here and there. I think we burnt ourselves out a little bit last year when we tried to do our own release parties, and we kind of produced everything, the shows wise, and then, I don't know, I think a lot of musicians can relate to this, but there's this fatigue with asking people to come to things and listen to things. And I think we felt a little bit of that this year. So we tried to just take it easy and do gigs whenever we're asked. And like you said, the online content is something that we've been pushing more than live shows recently, just because we're exploring what it looks like visually to have, some visuals to go along our music.
For sure. And I imagine having visuals alongside your music, it feels very full circle and it feels like a full product. I imagine it makes it feel a little bit more real as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we worked with such cool people for the video content, which is in line with what we're trying to do, which is collaborating with other Asian artists. And it's been so cool to do that through music videos and visualizers and just exploring different art forms in collaboration with music.
One thing that I have really, really selfishly enjoyed about music that has been coming out the last, like, I'd say probably 1.5 to 2 years, is people are back on the music video grind. I think when streaming services started to take over, there was like, music videos were kind of just pushed to a side. But I remember majority of my youth, I was sitting in front of a computer, brain rotting on YouTube, just watching music video after music video after music video. Can we expect more music videos from Usher Island in the future?
Oh no, we're actually experiencing that burnout for music videos ourselves. but for sure, we would love to create more because this time around, it was such a beautiful experience to get to work with Daryl, our director, and Lara, and the rest of the team as well. And it was just, it was just a fantastic experience to get to work with everyone.
Oh, stunning. Hey, I love your work. Again, congratulations on the settling in of the EP, Back to Our Roots. I'm sure it is starting to feel a lot more real now, and I hope that you are still very much soaking in the glory of this fantastic piece of work. Please tell us where we can buy it, stream it, get all the goodies.
Our music is all on stream platforms. We haven't got any vinyls or CDs or anything like that, but it would be really cool if we could do that in the future. It was just a little bit too much in conjunction with everything else. But yeah, our EP is on all streaming platforms, and yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Stunning. I'm going to give the lovely listeners of Radio 1 a taster of the title track, Back to Our Roots. Love your work. Catch you both soon. Legends, that was Usher Island on their debut EP. Oh, I just love debut albums and EPs. It just makes my heart so warm. And like I said before, this is the title track, Back to Our Roots, 10:14, Friday Late Breakfast with Candace. Keep it locked, baby.
How deep do my roots? run. How tall do I stretch to the sky? How strong have I built my stance? Is it enough to last the night?
How thick does my blood run? How cold is the journey home?
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.